This week's dry bean scene is made possible in part by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, and SRS Commodities. The dry edible bean harvest in North Dakota and Minnesota is officially here. We start at Harvey, North Dakota, where farmer Bill Ongstead is harvesting pinto beans.
And it's going pretty well with these 3 days of 80-degree weather. They've been sprayed a long time. They're starting to shell a little bit. The yields are a little below average at 1,600. Bad harvest is affecting pinto beans, too. They're overly ripe now.
Crookston, Minnesota farmer Eric Samuelson hasn't quite started his dry edible bean harvest, but a few neighbors have taken off some beans, and it's an average crop.
Well, you know, I think there's going to be a wide range there, too. I mean, the first yields I've heard from some neighbors is, you know, an average crop, you know, so it looks like, you know, the beans are coming off. You know, they started combining 18% moisture and, you know, and then decent quality, so a decent yield, you know.
In northeast North Dakota, particularly in the Fordville and Park River areas, farmers are flying through dry bean harvest. Husso Crop Consulting owner Mark Husso says the crop is variable.
My Highway 2 area, nothing is really even desiccated right there. We're just getting started with that process. So we'll see a lot more activity the next 1 to 2 weeks. But in my northeast part of my area, I would say yields are all over the board. Certainly moisture an issue, but we have some below average yields, and we have some good average yields as well.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's Dry Bean Scene, made possible in part by FMC, Central Valley Bean Cooperative, and UPL.